Hello, the 5 minutes, the prophetess, the word of God, episode 63. So it's getting curiouser and curiouser. So soothing, so refreshing, so encouraging, so uplifting, so edifying. So keep listening, and we are going back to our fundamental scripture. Where is our fundamental scripture? By this time, you should know, and you should be saying, rattling it offhand, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. So let's say together, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Okay, so in the previous episode, I was talking about how the word of God is always fresh. It's like fresh bread, oven fresh, baked fresh, hot. It should never be stale. And that is why the word is always in the present tense. And I read Matthew 4:4. Which was Jesus who quoted it when he went to the wilderness and the devil tempted him. He said, and Satan said, eat this bread, turn this bread into these stones into bread. Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And what was the reply? Matthew 4:4, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So I said to you that the word of God is always in the present tense. Did you hear that? Man shall not live by bread alone. Man lives not by bread alone. Not that man lived. It's not in the past tense. It's always in the present tense, because it is your present. I mean, whatever is going on now, presently with you, there is a present word for you. There is a living word for you. That is why you should not just sit there and say, oh God, speak to me. What do you do? I have already taught you. If you are now listening, then it means you have to go back to episode 1 and listen. It's just 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. But by the time you're through it, you will know that you heard from God. Because God has sent me to you. Yes, to you. That is what it says here. So you go back to the word. So people sit down and pray and are looking, waiting for God to drop something on their laps. It will not happen like that. You must take your Bible, open it, and begin to read. And by this time, you know that I've taught you that when we're reading the Bible, we have to learn how to read it out loud. You should read it so that your own ear will hear it. Because faith comes by hearing, Romans 10:17, and hearing. And how is the hearing going to be? When your own lips is reading the Bible out loud. I'm not saying shouting, I said out. Hallelujah. Okay, so I just want to look at the Matthew 4:4 again. Man shall not live by bread alone. So sometimes people think, oh, it's just figurative, you know, when God says you will not live by bread alone. Yeah, saying, talk, comparing the word of God to food and how it's just like that, you know. It is more than that. What he's saying is so true. It's so true. Right now, I cannot see you, neither can you see me, but the size I am is because of the food I'm eating. Do you believe that? Yes. And you too. Do not just say, yes, Prophetess Olivia, in a size you are. You too, my dear. The size, your size. Now, I don't know whether you are size 8, Europe size 8, you wear dress or shirt size. I don't know what size you are. Size 8, size 10, size 18, size 22, size 40. I don't know what size you are. But whatever you are, it's because of the food intake. Your food intake is number one concerning how you look, how what size you are. Because there are some people who are starving. I remember there was a picture of some starvation going on in one country. Then somebody remarked that the people have become so lean that if you put them in prison, you cannot just have, you know, bars, the usual bars, because they can slip through the bars. They can quickly slip through the bars. I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm just saying that the person is, because they are starving. There is lack of food. Lack of food will make people starve, will make them look lean. You can count their bones on their back. So the food you eat, the food you eat is what has made you your size. No, you can say anything, you can go to a site and Google and send me. You know, it's not just the food. I'm telling you, your food. There is no secret about it. Your food is part of the reason why you are the size you are. Okay? So, God in saying to us, or Jesus in quoting that scripture, man shall not live by bread alone. He was saying, there is food for the physical body, but you are a spirit, so there is food for your spirit, and I, God, have already prepared that food for you. It is already written for you. Open the scriptures and read, and you will encounter, you will be full, you will have that food, that spiritual food for your spirit. And what's going to happen? One day we will see you and you're a spiritual giant. What happened? You were eating right. Yes, you were eating your spirit. You are feeding your spirit. And as you listen to these messages, 5 minutes, you are feeding your spirit. Because you could have chosen to listen to something else. You could have chosen to listen to the news, today's news. You could have chosen to listen to one lady singing about love and saying how her heart has been broken. You could have chosen to, but you're listening to this because you are listening to God's word. You are feeding your spirit. Oh, you are so blessed. You are blessed. Continue to listen. Bye.